Blog Talk
Hello.
Radio.
Welcome to Coaching Conversations. This is your life coach and host, Shawn Marie Chikowski, and I am here with a special guest today. We have Tammy Jones. Hello, Tammy.
Hi, how are you today?
Awesome. Welcome to the show. And Tammy is a new inspiring life coach. Yay!
I am.
Awesome. So what we're going to do today, we're going to hear about Tammy, how she was introduced into coaching, drawn into coaching, and maybe find a little bit of how you would like to work with people. But before we begin, I'd like to just share how you can reach out to us. You can find all of the information about Tammy and myself at wnylifecoaching.com or reach us directly at 716-560-6552. So Tammy, welcome to the world of coaching. So awesome.
Yeah,
so tell me a little
time.
Bit about your tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, the background is a little more like a general studies degree. I know a little bit about everything, which is fun. I'm also an avid, contributor and, kind of pushing people into lifelong learning. So even if you have degrees, if you don't have degrees, if there's something that you're interested in, you know, go out and learn it. Go out and get some information. So that's my big background area. I've lived in several states, and now I'm going to go ahead and settle here in Buffalo.
Awesome. So you mentioned to me that what you do enjoy is working with clients with creativity, or how they can find their reconnect with your creativity. So
right.
Tell me a little bit about that. Like, if I'm somebody, like, what do you mean by creativity? So can you help me? Explain that a little further, Tammy.
Sure. Creativity in what I will be teaching is a little more like a journey. When you don't have a connection with the world around you, you can't be creative. There's just no way. You're going to sit and just be a void. I try to get through that with my clients, and what happens is instead of coming at you with negative words or why haven't you done this kind of questions, I'm going to take you where you are, and we're going to go, and this is how it's going to work. And it's actually the question that, you know, is kind of my signature is, are you ready? And it's not in a negative way, it's in a positive way. Are you ready? Because it's time. It's time for you to come to me or anyone, or it's just time for you to reconnect with your creativity, because the world needs your gift. Everyone wants to complain about how the world is and how it's backwards and terrible and violent. Well, stop focusing on that, because when you focus on that, you're not focusing on what it is that you're contributing to the world to make it a better place. And we're all suffering for that. So when someone says, oh, my dream job is, why aren't you there? Let's go. Let me help you get there. So that's kind of the idea behind the creativity with the reconnection. Now, the first thing that you're going to do in reconnecting with your creativity is you're going to get outside. Time for you to get outside. I don't care if there's bugs. I don't care if it's raining. I don't care if it's hot. I don't care if it's snowing. You need to go outside. Humans in their DNA need to be connected to the world around them. The world around them meaning trees, paths, fresh water, lakes, rivers, those sorts of things. And that's what I want you to reconnect with, because once you reconnect with that, everything else kind of falls off. And by falls off, what I mean is that any of the threads that you're putting out there or that are coming to you that are hindering you from reaching your gift in order to share it with the world has to go into like a void. It has to minimize. It has to go down. It has to go to sleep. That way you can find your creativity, connection with nature and then with yourself. So it's a little bit of a journey.
Beautiful. Yep. I'm a big nature fan. So you got me on that one. Can I extend off that a little bit? I do think when it gets back to the basics, nature kind of helps you get grounded, but also I think the powerful thing about nature is why I love it is it makes you realize how connected we really are. There's something bigger than us, but yet we're part of that co-creation process. So I want to highlight something you brought up, too. You mentioned about the negativity and focusing on that. In coaching,
right.
too, we say where you place your attention is where energy flows. So, yeah, as coaching, that's really powerful is that to tap
the power of
reconnecting their thoughts.
That, exactly. And the one thing that people get is, you know, people are constantly told, well, you just need to let it go. You just need to let it go. I think there needs to be more of an explanation for that. When you have a thread that's on you and it's negative, okay, whatever that thread may be, okay, it doesn't matter. It could be a relationship. It could be your job. It could be your finances. It could be, you know, your kids. It could be anything. Okay, and those are just the big ones. Okay, there could be smaller ones. You could have an allergy, you know, twice a year, whatever it might be, whatever that negativity is. When someone tells you you need to let go, they don't finish that sentence. You need to let go because the negativity thread that you're feeling has another side to it. So when you're knotting up those two things, you're creating that negativity. When you let that go, what happens is the other side of negativity also has to find its positive as well. So it's hindering you and whatever's on the other side of that negativity. I'm going to give an example. Let's say, for example, that you have a child, okay, and the child is grown, and you and the child are not getting along, and you're claiming that that's negativity. Not necessarily. You've taught that child everything that you can. You've reached what I call a peak of perfection, okay? You've been the parent that child needs all through their life, and now it's time for them to go on their own. And that's a rough one to let go of, okay? That's probably the hardest one that you'll ever have to let go of. But once you do that, they get to find their positive gift for the world as well. So you're actually doing them and the world a service, which is the best example to use, you know, just as an overall. I'm not saying you have a bad relationship with your children. I'm not saying that at all. But I'm just using that as an example because that's something that everybody is going to understand.
Interesting. Yeah, I do think what's really, you know, when you're saying just let it go, I think what I've seen, can I share, is just people want, there needs to be some type of acceptance or acknowledgement that helps the releasing process. You know, and not saying you have to agree with it, not saying you have to pardon the person, but just acknowledging and then shedding. Because I do think when we do carry that negativity, it does burden us and burdens our energy. So let me ask you, what is your ideal, like, client? How do you like to work with clients? Is it one-on-one? Do you do, what group? And, you know, what topics? What would you enjoy coaching?
I enjoy groups. I do enjoy groups, and they can come from any span of areas. The reason that I enjoy groups is because it keeps the energy in the room good and high, very, very positive, extremely positive. I can work in a group with someone who wants to write a book or needs to write a book. I can work with someone who wants to create a portrait. I can work with someone who wants to advocate for any kind of organization that would be a nonprofit and they want to do really well at it. As an example, you know, just any kind of issue in the air, you know, like you want to feed people. That's cool. That's a good one. I like that because it gives me an opportunity to open you up. And then as you're opening up, that kind of works as a domino effect and other people will open up.
Right. No, and I do think we all learn from one another, too. There's some powerful dynamics in group work, in group work. So what are some tips you'd like to offer to our listeners?
Say that one more time.
What type of tips or coaching tips or any kind of message you'd like to share with our listeners today?
Get one. Get a life coach. And I know that sounds
I like
short.
It.
And it sounds, You need to get one. You need someone outside of your friends, outside of your family, outside of your coworkers, outside of strangers and acquaintances that's going to help you get to a place where your gift helps the world become a better place. That's a life coach. Get a life coach. That's my big tip. And I know that sounds kind of you know what? I really don't care what it sounds like. It's the truth.
I do think if I can share, too, from my own personal experience, I'm a life coach, but I needed a coach Why we need coaches, I do feel, is that, like you said, outside your family circle, like when you make transformation, when you're making change in your life, a lot of people in your inner circle will sometimes resist because you're causing them to change, whether they, you know, whether you realize it or not. When you change, they're changing. They don't want to change. So sometimes, not saying, yeah, you know, they may not be the most optimal support for the goals and the transformations you like. Also, though, Tammy, I found that a lot of our belief systems, a lot of the stuff we pick up is because of our inner circle. So it is good to have this neutral perspective, neutral, and whether our, you know, someone to give you feedback a little different than what you are surrounded by. Yeah.
And that's
because
exactly
if you're changing,
before,
you're trying to change
more.
Your ways. What's that?
Right. Well, that's like what I was saying before, you know, something on the other side of negativity. So same thing with this. Get a life coach because there's something on the other side of you. Just the same way that you just explained it, everything that you just said, we do that. That's what life coaches do. We help you identify any of the issues that are coming in. We help you, you know, prepare for them. You're aware of them, and you can greet that with positivity, and then you don't have an issue. You don't have a problem, and you're able to move forward. It's the same thing. The same thing.
And also, I think I think what's really powerful about coaching is to sometimes we don't see our own greatness. we're not looking in that mirror. I'm like, okay. And even in a coaching session, I'll be like, I did the wisdom that comes out of my clients, and I'm like, you don't hear it. Let me tell you what I'm hearing, because I have a really keen sense of hearing to hear your greatness. Same thing.
Right.
Beautiful.
Right.
Yeah.
And I can
so
read
tell
people,
us-
and the sad thing is, is that most people can't read themselves, and that's really hard to, and you need a life coach for that. That's my big tip. Get a life coach. It sounds like I'm trying to draw you in and all of those other negatives that come with it, but I'm telling you right now, you need to get past that. We need to do this. We need to do this because the world suffers because you haven't been able to share your gift with it.
And or I think, too, you're right, it's suffering. And even sometimes I see people get really stuck in life, Tammy, and what it is those creative gifts are not being accessed. You know, they're not being expressed. It's stuck as a good feeling because it's telling you there's, you know, it's trying to talk to you, but it is. It's reconnecting to that, exactly, the gifts that should be shown out in the world or could be shown. So any last words of wisdom you'd like to share with our listeners? Believe it or not, our time is almost out.
Okay. Just contact a life coach. If you're not comfortable with me, that doesn't hurt my feelings. You can contact Sean or anyone on her website. You can contact anyone. But just do the life coaching. Do it. Because your life is going to change for the better when you do that. So please, contact a life coach.
Awesome, Tammy, and that's the I think the true essence of our work is we're here for service. We're here to help and bring out the best in others. So tell people how they can reach you directly. I will have you on our website, but is there a phone number or any kind of email you'd like to share?
Yeah, my phone number that you can contact me on will be 716-281-0752. And my email address is sincerely, like you signed the bottom of the letter, Tammy, T-A-M-M-Y, @gmail.com.
Beautiful, Tammy. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
You are so welcome. Yes, I'm so glad you had me. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. And thank you to all our listeners. I welcome you to check out our website where you can see Tammy's bio and a direct link to her, and also a little bit more about our work, which is wnylifecoaching.com. Have a beautiful day, Powers from Within.
Thank you, you too.
Bye-bye, Tammy.
Bye-bye.